Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the last episode of Esoteric Gladiator Podcast. I was your host, Jeremy Lipsy, and today I'm going to talk about some of the reasons why I'm ending this podcast. I will be starting a new podcast. It will be called The Architects of Reality. I haven't started it yet. I have a logo for it, I haven't started it yet. Maybe I'll get on it right after this. I'm done recording this. So the last 3 years I did this show and I don't regret it. But as of about a month and a half to 2 months ago, I've just kind of fallen out of the conspiracy world. And it's not that I don't believe in conspiracies or I don't think that they're true. It's just that I'm focusing my energy on other things. I've spent the better part of 2 decades learning about various conspiracies, in the last decade, obsessed with them. And, learning about the occult and things like that. And diving down the rabbit hole has taught me that the rabbit hole is endless. You never get to the bottom of it. It's great for entertainment, but you just keep going deeper and deeper and deeper. And sometimes you get so far away from the Earth's surface that you kind of lose touch with the world around you. And that's happened to me a few times over the last 20 years. It's no secret that even on MySpace, and a lot of my friends will vouch for this, I was dropping conspiracies on people about, government and religious Satanism and pedophilia and trafficking. I've been talking about crazy shit publicly for at least 15 to 16 years. And I'm over it. I'm thinking about it, and it just puts like this rotten feeling in my gut. Yeah, I know it exists. But as the ancient Taoist masters say, energy goes where the mind flows. And I no longer want to direct my energy in that way. I want to be about the solutions, not about the problems. I don't want to focus on everything that's wrong with this world. As I've said before, I'm probably going to leave this world the same way I came in. The world will probably be as dark and as fucked up and as weird as it was when I got here, when I leave. And I don't know how much of that I can change. I'm going to try and change it, but I don't think I'm going to change it by telling everyone about how for the last 6 months they've been chemically poisoning us by, secretly and overtly burning down chemical facilities and crashing trains and, oh my God, we're all going to choke to death. And I don't want to focus on that shit anymore. And I don't want to, I feel like a lot of that is like, I wasn't necessarily in fear, but I kind of was in fear. Studying all that shit. It was exciting, but I was ready for war, and I was like, fuck the government. I still feel fuck the government, right? I don't trust these scumbags at all. But at the end of the day, it's like, I just don't need to be focusing on that anymore. I've got a great life. I've had a great life for the better part of 13 years. I've traveled all over the planet. I've traveled all over the country in the last 6 months. Next month, I will have been to 30 states in the last 18 months. And some of those states multiple times. What I've learned in my travels is that Democrat or Republican, most people are kind of in the middle. Most people kind of want the same things. And most people don't trust the government. And both sides of the aisle are full of shit. Sure, I can bash the liberals a little bit more than the conservatives, but I see the potential for religious extremism on the right. And they're going to just say, oh, it's in Jesus's name or God's name. And that shit doesn't fly with me. You know, I don't fall for, you know, that's the thing with religion is their savior did not like politics. They did not like religion. And he did not like the moneylenders, materialism. Because Christ knew this is a spiritual world. The material is only a projection from the spiritual. It's not even really spiritual. Yeah, we can do spiritual things in the material, but the material world is physical. The spiritual world is not. Anyways, it's all a diversion to keep us fighting. None of your politicians give a fuck about abortion. None of your politicians give a fuck about trans rights. They don't care. They're in there to stay in power and to serve a dark overlord. The battle of darkness and good is real. Satanism against the ultimate good is real. That is real. That's why I say I will never not be a conspiracy theorist. I just don't want to focus on it anymore. In the last 13 years, I went from having post-traumatic stress disorder and losing my job, my girlfriend, you know, family members and friends, to getting deeply involved in countless hours of meditation, hours by the thousands of meditation, breathing exercises, yoga, stretching, healthy diet, exercise, and just totally shifting my life spiritually. And it changed the physical world for me. And now I'm ready to go even deeper into the spiritual. And I want to encourage other people to do that as well. I'm not saying, you know, don't research every once in a while, but I'm telling you guys now, literally in the last 2 months, I've done virtually no research. My friend asked me the other day, he's like, so did you hear about the Nashville shooting? Guys, this is the crazy thing though, is while the Uvalde shooting happened about 7-8 months ago in Texas, I was 40 minutes away from that. While the Nashville shooting happened recently, a few days ago, I was a half an hour away from that. It's just so crazy. But he said, what do you know about the Nashville shooting? You're out in Nashville right now. I said, I'll tell you what I know. And I don't know anything about it. I haven't researched any of it. I could imagine the shooter has mental issues. I could imagine the shooter somehow got a hold of thousands of dollars worth of firearms and ammunition. I could imagine the shooter has no previous firearm training, but somehow was able to make kill shots like a sniper or Navy SEAL. And I could imagine that, you know, eyewitnesses that were at the shooting said there was multiple shooters. And he's like, wow. He's like, how did you know that if you didn't study it? I was like, because that's the theme for every shooting that's happened. So it's just this repetitious pattern of these people that are trying to control our realities, putting these projections out onto us over and over and over and over again. See, this is why I'm really into the simulation theory. Because outside of Mandela effects and, you know, just a lot of things that we see, like repetitious patterns in the media and in sports and things like that, when you really dive deep into spirit and spirituality and who you are as a creator being, not that you are God, we are not God, we are minor reflections of God. God created us in his image, or its image. I say his because I think that God is the Father and earth is the mother. But God is a creator force, an omnipotent Alpha Omega creator force, and we are creator beings. And we have the ability to create a better reality for ourselves. Does that necessarily mean, you know, a lot of the people around us are going to experience that same reality? No. But a lot of those beings are choosing the reality that they want to be part of. And unfortunately, a lot of people are stuck still in the consciousness of our grandparents. They're stuck in television consciousness and fast food consciousness and soda pop consciousness. And a level of consciousness where they are super dependent upon a system to tell them what their reality is and provide them with life. And so because of that, they're literally brainwashed, unfortunately. And that's the reality they're choosing. And we all know the people that we've tried to wake up, and they just, no matter what they do, they won't come out of it. You can show them all the evidence you want. You can show them the proof. And unfortunately, these people won't believe it until they're being rounded up and thrown in fucking cattle cars or taken to FEMA camps. That's, you know, it's a, you could show them all the children that are being transed and sexually abused. You could show them all the criminal elements that have infected their cities, the higher taxes, you know, all the government corruption. And if CNN or Fox News tells them otherwise, they ain't going to listen to you, because human beings are cult-like in nature. Their television is a shiny box that makes sounds and literally captivates them and puts them in a theta wave state. And essentially, that is their God. No bullshit, whether they admit that or not. I know people who swear, oh, they're religious, or they're this, or they're that. They have a spiritual way. When that TV goes on, you could just see, like, it literally, it affects their souls. And that's human nature. You go back thousands of years and see things like that. Hundreds of years, people being seduced by advanced technology that they've never seen. And unfortunately, our primitive minds, a lot of us can't handle that type of technology. Still, even though it's been around for decades. So, my goal with this podcast wasn't to get rich, it wasn't to get famous, it wasn't to make money. I worked on it for 3 years. I looked at the analytics on my page, and I generated $160 over 3 years on this podcast. My computer cost me $700. My soundboards and microphones cost me $250. And guests and snacks, and you know, it was probably another $500. So that's what I made off this. And I don't regret it. I just feel like at this point in my life, my time and energy and spiritual energy would be better suited, focused in a different direction. And so that's what the Architects of Reality will be about. It will be about spirituality. It will be about health. It will be about interesting stories. It'll be about art and creativity and various other things. And if conspiracies get brought up, I may entertain them briefly, but I am literally going to try and steer away from that vibration because I've outgrown it. It's fascinating. It's interesting. It's exciting. It's unbelievable. It's literally like a real life horror film, and I get why people are into it and why I was into it for so long, but I've outgrown it. And what's happened with it is because I've studied it so deeply for so long, just about every conspiracy that gets brought up or comes to light, I've already heard about it in the last 10 years, or I can decipher what it all means on the spot and without knowing anything about it. Because again, back to simulation, there is patterns in this reality. It very well may be a fucking computer program. That doesn't mean that it doesn't matter. That doesn't mean that it's not real. That doesn't mean that it doesn't count. It just means that if that's the case, if we're electrons in a computer, in a computer that has constant programs being downloaded into it, then what are we downloading into our consciousness? We're like free roaming the internet. There's a Dave Chappelle skit how if the internet was real life, well, that skit might not be far off from reality. So look at the physical world as their programs are web pages, splash pages. And I believe in God. I believe in a lot of the religious stories and principles and morals and things like that. And, whether it's Native, whether it's Hawaiian, whether it's Buddhist, Christian, I've made no, I haven't like kept it a secret. I love Jesus, but I've also told people I don't really like the God of the Old Testament. I don't. And I don't know what to say. Like, and I, have issues with a lot of that shit too. But then again, I don't know. That's why I like with a lot of religious people, it's like, yeah, you think you're saved. You think you know, but you don't know. You haven't necessarily consciously lived and died multiple times. So you don't know the varying outcomes of our existence and the ending or what happens when we go back to the spirit world. But I'd much rather focus on spiritual growth and healing and, creativity then focus on how many children are being trafficked out of Mexico through the southern border and, what's happening to the people that, were part of the January 6th thing or how many dumb fucking liberals got new safe spaces in their rich white colleges while they claim to fight racism. I'd rather just focus on things that don't make me upset at humanity because that's ultimately what I was trying to escape when I left Washington 18 months ago was I was bitter at humanity. And over the last 18 months, I feel a lot more compassion for humanity. I feel like we are all dumb children, even as adults in some ways. And when we're directing hate and love and things in different directions, it is affecting the field. It's affecting this internet. We are in a neutral field. That's what the yin and the yang is about. That's what light and dark is about. It's a neutral field of balance. I personally believe there's more good than evil. And I've said this before. You can bring a candle into a dark room, but you can't bring darkness into light and affect it. And for me, that's just nature showing us, you know, who wins in the end or who controls this dimension. I personally believe it's like 60-40. Light, dark. And I think that darkness makes a greater impact upon us because genuinely most of us are lighter beings. And that's why it's so shocking to our systems to see this. It's like, I look back at my childhood, I grew up fighting bullies, lived in an abusive home, and felt betrayed by almost everyone in my life, wound up locked up in the most violent juvenile institutions in Southern California in the 90s from 1993 to 1999. And mind you, I was only supposed to do 6 months, but I did 6 years because I had to partake in the violence so much. And I never once got used to the violence. It was always a shock to my system to see people get their heads bashed in by battery packs or to see them get stabbed or to hit somebody in the head with something or stab somebody or to get cut up in the shower area naked and fight until the staff were able to pull us apart. I never got used to that shit. Because deep down, I'm a light being. I believe that I was sent here for goodness, not darkness. And I believe most of us were sent here for the same thing. This podcast has been an incredible journey. I've met a lot of amazing people. In the last 3 months, I started editing videos. I started, you know, posting content on Rumble. I'm deleting my Rumble account. I put all this extra time and energy and effort and just did all this extra stuff. And my listenership went down. I lost like half of my listeners. So I was like putting in like five times the effort to just lose half of my listeners. And that's not why I'm getting rid of this podcast. Make no mistake, I'm getting rid of it because I'm directing my energy somewhere else and it's something more positive. But it's just all the signs are there and it's part of why I'm getting rid of it. And I don't know how much time I'll put into my new podcast. I don't half-ass anything that I do. If you guys have ever seen my tattoos or any of my artwork, you know I don't play around. That my arena is a creative one. So the Architects of Reality may even be better than the Esoteric Gladiator podcast. And I don't have famous guests on or anything like that. I have like normal people on. You know, I'm not... Because it was never about fame and fortune for me. It was about getting messages out to people about what was happening. Because I started Esoteric Gladiator a few weeks after COVID started in 2020. And I told everybody what it was about. I was like, this is Agenda 21. I heard about this 12 years ago. That this is what they're going to try and do. And then I just started sharing the information that I had. So anyways, I appreciate you guys for listening. If you guys want to follow me online on my tattoo page, I'll leave a link in the description of the podcast below. I hope that when I start the Architects of Reality, I'll have some people that will want to come listen to that and follow me on a different path. And I've worked through the most horrific shit almost of anybody that I personally know. I'm not saying that people haven't had it worse than me because I know a lot of people have. I just, you know, I'm talking about in my circle. And I feel like a lot of the stuff that I've done in the last particularly the last 20 years, but really the last 13 years, has helped to expedite my healing and eliminate my suffering, and I have proof that my life has gotten better. I mean, how the fuck do you go from a prison cell of 6 years to traveling the planet doing artwork, doing what you love, meeting incredible people, seeing the most beautiful sights, going into the most beautiful parts of nature? All that came from healing, and all that came from hard work, which is a lot of people, they don't want to do it. I have people in my life that I love that are suffering all the time, and I tell them the solutions. They don't want to hear it. They'll hear it, but they'll make up excuses, or they won't do it, and then they just want to complain to me later. Well, you know, you're not going to go anywhere without doing some of the work and facing the uncomfortable truths of yourself, and not just the uncomfortable truths of the world, which is what conspiracies are. Your own mind is conspiring against you. Just because, you know, you have a mind and a heart, it doesn't mean that you own that. It's just part of you. Your mind has its own agenda. You know, every cell in your body has its own agenda. So it's up to you to go deeper into the rabbit hole of yourself and self-discovery and figure out the conspiracies within your own fucking head of how to free yourself from this whole thing. Because we're all spending this time trying to free other people. Some people want it. Some people don't. A lot of people don't. And not everybody was meant to make it. Hopefully someday everybody will make it. But unfortunately, you know, we've got good people that we love in our lives, and they're not going to do the work that it takes, you know? I got friends that are complaining about being out of shape or, you know, doing this or drinking it. They don't want to hear it. Doesn't matter that I'm almost 50 and I'm in excellent shape. Like crushing it in the gym for 90 minutes at a workout. They don't want to hear it. They don't care. They'd rather focus on other things. So, and because of that, I've just kind of gotten tired of telling people about conspiracies. Like, fuck this. I'm not going to suffer, you know, to awaken a bunch of people that want to stay dead asleep. I'm not going to focus on all this dark information. I'd rather, like, focus on light information and direct my energy in that direction and have people not do it than focus on dark information and have people not fucking awaken. I'm cool. And it's not like, not really my job to awaken people. If people want to take my suggestions, great. If they don't, oh well. But, you know, I started this podcast to help people out. And, you know, hopefully that worked a little bit. I don't know, but it's no longer making me happy. And the time has come for me to change. And I do that often in my life. I make changes. I switch my whole program up. I've done it multiple times in tattooing. I've done it multiple times with spirituality. I've done it multiple times with my diet. I've done it multiple times with physical exercise. And I'm going to continue to do that. Change is inevitable. If you don't change, you stagnate. Nature is a good example of that. Look at a puddle of water in a gutter. When it's flowing, when water is flowing in the gutter, it's clear. If the water stops, it turns black and brown and green and starts to stagnate. Well, we are like 81% liquid. That affects us too. If we're not moving, if we're not changing, if we're not shifting, we're not exercising, we stagnate too, and that's where, you know, sludge like cancer cells start to develop. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. It was an honor to bring you guys information, And keep your eyes posted for the Architects of Reality. I'm going to start it soon, I promise. Mind, body, spirit, love, healing, truth. For the last time, I'm out.